I think because the size of the town in particular and the importance of it, that we need to get a bigger share of what's going. We have a situation here with all the snow, the footpaths, roads, housing estates. We have carers who can't get in to care for the people that they're caring for. And we have businesses which are twiddling their thumbs because no one can get down to their businesses because the footpaths aren't walkable. So I'm thinking that, what I asked is that we had look and plan this for the future, and that we put more resources into clearing the snow and allowing people to get to the work, and also to get to businesses and be able to buy and spend money in the retail shops, but more in particular to protect those most vulnerable in our communities, and in particularly to ensure that carers can get in to look after their patients.
You made the point that in many cases residents' associations aren't necessarily as strong as they used to be, and for that reason perhaps the council needs to be more proactive in terms of what it's doing in estates.
Yeah, I think we do have to become more proactive. I think with COVID, a lot of residents' associations shut down. They haven't started up again. And I think what the council needs to be doing, because during COVID, we got a lot of other agencies around the table, and we need to be, we have CE schemes, we have TUS workers, and maybe and the outdoor staff of the council. Maybe we could put a plan together where we could bring them resources all in together. And at times like this, with very inclement weather, that we could utilise them resources and get them out there to help and assist in footpaths and roadways and estates.